Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. This is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. Before we begin our show today, my friends, I want to tell you that it is a blessing to be here. After 1 week in Mexico City visiting the Basilica of Guadalupe, and also a beautiful trip with our family in Mexico City, and we went to the Basilica of Guadalupe, which is just an amazing place to go and to give thanks to our Blessed Mother Mary and our Lord for all of the blessings, graces, and gifts that we have been given. We also had a chance to visit the town of Taxco and go to St. Patricia, which is a beautiful church up on a hill, very high up in the mountains, that is over 500 years old, and we're really blessed to be there, as well as going to the town of Real del Monte, going to the Church of the Immaculate Conception there, a church which was built in the 1700s. And so we had a very spiritual trip. We also had the opportunity to bless the homes of three of our family members with everyone present. It was an enjoyable, a beautiful, blessed Thanksgiving holiday. And I hope and trust that you too were blessed by our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven. And with that, my friends, we want to just thank you for being here as our listening audience, and want to say a happy birthday to my mom out there, Ann Montone, who turns 92 today, December 2nd. And God bless you for all the good that you have done. And we thank you, Mom, for your life and the impact you have had on other people. Let's go to our readings, my friends, and we begin, as we always do, with our checklist. Number one, do you have time for God? Check. Do you have a heart wide open for God? Check. Is your Bible open? Check. And are you now free of distractions? Check. And if you've answered yes to these four questions, then you and I are ready to engage in the Word of God. Let's go to our first reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. And here it is. But a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from the roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Not by appearance shall he judge, nor by hearsay shall he decide, but he shall judge the poor with justice, and decide aright for the lands afflicted. He shall strike the ruthless with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Justice shall be the band around his waist, and faithfulness a belt upon his hips. Then the wolf shall be a guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion shall browse together, with a little child to guide them. The cow and the bear shall be neighbors. Together the young shall rest. The lion shall eat hay like the ox. The baby shall play by the cobra's den, and the child lay his hand on the adder's lair. There shall be no harm or ruin on all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, as water covers the sea. On that day the root of Jesse, set up as a signal for the nations, the Gentiles shall seek out for his dwelling, shall be glorious on that day. The Lord shall again take it in his hand to reclaim the remnant of his people that is left from Assyria and Egypt, Pathros, Ethiopia and Elam, Shinar, Hamath, and the isles of the sea. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the book of Isaiah, from the prophet Isaiah, who is given the blessing, the responsibility that a prophet has, we are given the Spirit of the Lord coming in different ways. The gifts of the Holy Spirit, gift of wisdom, understanding, counsel, and strength. We are told, my friends, that the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, upon you and I. Are you resting in the Spirit of the Lord today, my friends? Do you have wisdom from the Spirit? Have you been given the gift of wisdom? How do you know if you and I have wisdom? How do we acknowledge that? And it's very simple. When we learn from the past mistakes that we've made and from the mistakes of other people, and we strive to not repeat the past but to move forward, then we have wisdom. In the book of Psalms, it says that the first step to wisdom is the fear of the Lord, a reverence, a deep respect for our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a goal for all of us, to be basically in a zone where we have wisdom, where we learn from God himself, from our Lord, and what he went through in his life, death, and resurrection. We learn from the mistakes that we have made, that our parents have made, our children have made, and that wisdom can be used to move us forward to a higher level, to a higher standard, to a better quality of life, to a more spiritual life and a closer relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. No wisdom, we tend to repeat the past. Many years ago, in working with inmates in prison, we had a gentleman who had 72 arrests, mostly for addiction. 72 times he went before the same judge, and the judge knew him well. He knew his cases. And so this man had no wisdom, because the struggle with addiction is very great, and very often he felt trapped, going back for the same high, the same vulnerable area, the greatest weakness, trapped in that zone. But with the Spirit of the Lord, people can change and make changes, which is so important. And I have a gentleman who I've been talking to come on our program to deliver his story. In January, he'll celebrate 10 years of sobriety, being clean and sober, his addiction to opiates, and that almost killed him. But today, he's clean and sober for just about 10 years. So we celebrate his success in recovery, and he goes to meetings 3 times a week. He sponsors other people, but he continues to go to meetings because he needs to be held accountable. He needs to be inspired. He needs to be motivated to maintain that sobriety, that clean and sober state, which is so important. And we know that throughout the nation, there's close to an 83% failure rate in recovery. And so we pray that God will bless those people tonight and today and this year into the new year with success in recovery from substance abuse and alcoholism. The word goes on to talk about this, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, understanding. And one of the blessings I have personally had is when we enter into that relationship with God through reading the Word of God, the Spirit of the Lord will open our minds and our hearts to understand the Word of God, to read it, to love it, and to live it out. And our Blessed Mother Mary says at many of our apparition sites throughout the world to pray for peace in your own heart so that you can share that peace with other people. But to read those scriptures, just a few scriptures every day, and then to live them out, to make them come to fruition in your own life. Once again, the gift of understanding, the gift of counsel, which is very powerful. God's gift of counsel has given me personally the opportunity to touch the minds and hearts of other people in the Wings program in almost 30 years. This week, we celebrate the beginning of our 30th year in the Wings program, going to more than 8 prison facilities, 100 schools and more, and recovery homes throughout Philadelphia. And I only share that with you because it's through God's presence in my life and the life of my family that have allowed us to make an impact on other people, to help to change men, to gain their captainship, their manhood, to get them home to their children, to be better fathers, better husbands, community servants, and to help build the kingdom of God. One of the great gifts from the Spirit is really strength from the Spirit. God gives us strength. He gives us courage to persevere in times that are difficult, to overcome obstacles that we would normally not overcome without His help. God is there for all of us, and these gifts are very powerful. He talks about those with no mercy. He talks about being ruthless with the rod of His mouth and the breath of His lips, that He will slay the wicked. And so there are those who are wicked out there, those who are ruthless, who have no mercy, that the Lord Jesus Christ Himself will slay in His own way. Through His words and actions, the Lord will deliver us from those people. And that is just a beautiful word of confidence that God delivers to help us to be at peace, to know that we walk with the Lord and the Lord will defend us. He will protect us and give us all that we need. Very powerful reading from the prophet Isaiah this morning. Let's go to our second reading from the mouth of St. Paul. In the book of Romans, chapter 15, verses 4 through 9. And here it is. For whatever was written previously was written for our instruction, that by endurance and by the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to think in harmony with one another, in keeping with Christ Jesus, that the one accord you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. welcome one another then as Christ welcomed you for the glory of God. For I say that Christ became a minister of the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, to confirm the promises to the patriarchs, but so that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And from the book of Romans, through the words of St. Paul, the great persecutor of the church at one time, until God changed him, changed his heart and his mind, gave him the encouragement through the scriptures, gave him the endurance, the ability to endure, to get through when he was a persecutor of Christians, a killer of Christians. God changed his heart and his mind. And with that, we acknowledge the words from St. Paul, who says this: welcome one another then as Christ has welcomed you. Welcoming others into our church. How do we do it? Welcoming others during the day, during the evening. Or do we avoid other people? Offering kind words, a nice hug or handshake. Are we welcoming in our attitude towards other people, or are we unwelcoming? Do we have a spirit of bitterness towards other people? Do we have too much pride? Are you and I, my friends, prejudiced against other people, other cultures, other denominations? This is a world in which human beings carry many obstacles to unity. But God calls us to unify, to be one in Christ, to be focused on the things that he has given us to follow in the Ten Commandments. The second greatest commandment, to love one another. God calls us to carry that out. And once again, to be welcoming. If we're not loving in word and action, how can we be welcoming? If we are not loving our neighbor as ourself, but we are avoiding our neighbors, avoiding those who are bringing nice things to us in word and action, we are unwelcoming. Let's take an inventory of ourselves, my friends. Are you and I welcoming in word and action? Do we offer kind words, an open heart to other people? Or are we opposed to that out of prejudice, pride, territorialism, jealousy, envy, selfishness, bitterness, hatred, lust, cynicism, anger, greed? Once again, pride, prejudice, and the superego. Those 12 items are opposed to unity, and they divide us. They create division in our nation, in our homes, division amongst children. Our job, my friends, is to follow in the words of our Lord Jesus Christ and to welcome one another as Jesus Christ welcomed us for the glory of God. It's powerful. And the word goes on to say, for I say that Christ became a minister of the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, to confirm the promises to the patriarchs, but so that the Gentiles might glorify God in his mercy. To show God's truthfulness. Are we sharing the truth, the message of the gospel, as we are called to do here at Holy Spirit Radio? Or are we presenting something other than that? Presenting white lies, false accusations? Are we delivering the love of God, the peace of God, through the Word of God, God's truth? Or are we doing something other than that? Take an inventory of yourself, my friends. Be objective. Be honest and open to the truth of God. God's truth will free us, and it's powerful. St. Paul goes on to say this, "As it is written, therefore, I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name." Are we praising and worshiping Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven? Or do we neglect him? Do we give him minimal time because we're so busy with work, sports, hobbies, movies, computers, telephones, money, power, prestige, addiction to gambling, alcohol, drugs, socializing, sex? What is the competition to praising the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven? Take a look at yourself, my friends, as I will too. Let us together, during the season of Advent, focus on the upcoming Christmas season, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we prepare in the next 3 weeks, 4 weeks, let us allow God to change our hearts and our minds, to have a welcoming spirit, to open our hearts, our homes, our arms, and to welcome people of all cultures, of all denominations. Just recently, I was told a story about a brother and sister who had an argument and haven't truly been friends for several years. Are you dealing with something like that in your circle? Do you have forgiveness to offer to someone who's wounded you? Do you owe an apology to someone who you inflicted pain to, verbally or physically? Can you make the peace and be a true disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ, who said this on the earth, "Peace be with you. Peace be upon you." The Lord brought the peace that only he can bring. He delivered us from fear, anxiety, depression. We want to be peacemakers, and with God, we can do it. Let's go to our gospel reading, my friends. A reading from the Holy Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. And here it is. "In those days, John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea, and saying, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.' It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, 'A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.' John was wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, 'You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, "We have Abraham as our father." For I tell you, God can raise up children of Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe of lies, the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of Matthew, we are told by Matthew the Apostle to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We are told to prepare the way of the Lord. What are you doing to prepare for the birth of Christ, my friends? What is your family doing to prepare well, to plan ahead? Or is it something that we just take for granted and go right through it into the new year? God calls us to prepare the way of the Lord, to prepare ourselves first for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, to the birth of Christ. The life, the death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is very powerful. And this month we prepare for the celebration of Jesus, Emmanuel, the story which was given to us through the Gospel of Luke when the angel Gabriel presented the plan for salvation to our Blessed Mother Mary. The birth of Christ was presented to Mary, our mother, who was told that she will bear a son and his name will be Jesus. And we are told in the Gospel of Matthew today to produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance, being sorry for our sins. We produce good fruit. We change our hearts and minds. We change the way we use our time to be productive and produce good fruit in helping other people. The Lord says, whatever you do for the least of my brothers, you have done it for me. And whatever you did not do for the least of my brothers, you did not do it for me. So the focus each week for us, my friends, is to produce good fruit. Each and every year we look back and we take an inventory. What did we do this year for our Lord Jesus Christ? Through doing good works for other people, feeding the hungry, helping the homeless to put a roof over their heads, to give thanks to God, to visit the sick in the hospitals and nursing homes, to help the incarcerated. There are so many ways we can produce good fruit. First and foremost, to take care of our own families, our own children. The word goes on to say that therefore every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. You and I, my friends, have an obligation to bear good fruit. God has given us one life to live. We are called to bear good fruit. I challenge you this week, this month, to focus on the fruit that you will produce in your own life, in your own family, in your community. That's our show for today. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We'll see you next time here at Holy Spirit Radio. And clear for takeoff. God bless.
You have been listening to Cleared for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.